Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's detectives have spent the night investigating a suspected double homicide at a residence in the 4300 block of Fieldbrook Road at Wagle Lane. The sheriff's office responded to a report of shots fired at about 5:15 on Wednesday evening. Deputies and detectives, along with CHP officers, were on scene. There are few details available so far this morning. No suspects have been arrested, and the sheriff's office did confirm that there are two victims. Residents who live in the area should plan on using alternate routes when coming and going. The Superior Court of Humboldt County announced that due to ongoing funding issues from Sacramento, further cuts to office hours and public service will be made. Effective as of Monday, court clerk and court office hours will be cut from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Court CEO Kerry Keegan said in a statement that despite increased funding from the state this past year, state regulations prevent the court from carrying over money from year to year, and that affects cash flow and planning for unforeseen costs that has led to further reductions in staff time. The court has seen funding cuts of over $1 million in the past 5 years, and a hiring freeze has been implemented to avoid layoffs. St. Joseph's Hospital and Redwood Memorial Hospital will celebrate the opening of the Ferndale Open Door Community Health Center with a ceremony this afternoon. The Redwood Memorial Foundation, the Bertha Russ Lytle Foundation, and the McLean Foundation contributed to the project, which will help ensure that residents of the Eel River Valley have access to quality medical care. The clinic is located on Main Street in Ferndale and will support Redwood Memorial Hospital. The ceremony begins at 1:30. The sheriff's office released photos of two suspects who burglarized a Renner Petroleum card lock property in Scotia early Wednesday morning. The two suspects broke into the station's bathroom and stole a small water heater. A Renner employee who viewed surveillance tape and reported that one of the suspects appeared to have electrical experience from the manner in which he removed the heater without damaging the wall and the way he taped off wire ends. Both suspects are adult white males, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Motorists should be aware that there is construction work being done at Myrtle and West Avenues in Eureka. Heavy equipment and work crews are out on the roadway, and the traffic signal at the intersection is currently flashing red, so that intersection should be treated like a stop sign. Also, drivers wanting to get to the College of the Redwoods this morning will find the southbound Tompkins Hill off-ramp closed, but you can still access campus by taking the Hookton Road off-ramp. Also, Caltrans announced that Main Street in Ferndale will be closed beginning on September 8th so that the roadway can be replaced. Paving will be done from Bluff Street to Highway 211, and the work is expected to be completed by the end of the month. Traffic and parking restrictions will be in place. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A stabbing investigation is underway. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Humboldt County investigators are trying to determine why a man was stabbed in the chest by another man he encountered on the street near St. Joseph Hospital Tuesday night. The sheriff's office got a call from the emergency ward of St. Joseph's Hospital about a man suffering a knife wound in the chest. A 27-year-old man said he'd been walking with his girlfriend at 9 p.m. along Harris Street when he encountered a man who struck him in the chest. Then he felt a stinging sensation and realized he'd been stabbed. He was admitted to the hospital and is currently being treated for his injuries. The victim describes the assailant as a black male adult, mid-20s, and approximately 5 feet 8 inches tall.
Fire crews continue the battle against the Happy Camp and the July Complex of Fires as they burn in eastern Humboldt County and into Siskiyou County. The Happy Camp complex has scorched more than 71,000 acres and forced the closure of roads in the area as it burns in heavily wooded regions around the Klamath River and Highway 96. More than 2,700 personnel are assigned to the fire, and containment is listed at 15%. Fire crews are focused on protecting structures and keeping the fire to the south of the highway. Smoke from that complex, as well as the July complex near Sawyer's Bar, is affecting residents in the area, as well as to the west. Air quality alerts have been issued for Orleans, Wichpeck, and Hoopa Valley. The July complex has burned more than 40,000 acres, but stands at 80% containment. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information,